you said you had to understand how the business works. What do you think was the most important thing that you've learned about the wrestling business over the past 6 months?
Wrestling is not about signing autographs. Wrestling is about drawing money. Period. Wrestling is about making and drawing money. It's not about your cool moves, how many flips you can do, how many different cool reversals you can do, how many Johnny Saint reversals that you can imitate, how many Lucha Libre spots you can do, how many suicide dives you can do, who you're related to, who you slept with. Wrestling is about your ability to draw money based on a few very important components. A, the way you look, because the average bitter, disgruntled, 5'8", 160, 70-pound indie worker who runs around with a chip on his shoulder and thinks they're the greatest wrestler in the world because they can do a million and one moves and reversals doesn't realize that that if someone was turning the channel, then they might not necessarily stop turning the channel to see them because what they would be seeing is the average guy. Of course, they don't realize this person is probably extremely talented. But in all honesty, I would stop turning the channel if I saw the big show on TV because I'd be like, I would wonder who in the world is, or Chris Jericho, you know, or someone like that, because they look like superstars. They just do. You know, or John Cena for that matter. You know, it's obviously been well reported in my relationship with John Cena, my opinions of him. But the truth is the truth. The man is a superstar, and he's someone that would make you stop and wonder who he is. Of course, if you don't already know who he is. And that's one of the most important ingredients of being a superstar. Yes, you have to be able to work and tell a story. Yes, you have to be able to wrestle. Your mechanics have to be good, and your psychology has to be great. But you also have to be able to sell. And a lot of guys on indies don't get that. They don't get that the story is built in your ability to tell the fans what you're going through in the ring. And, you know, the misconceptions or misperception of wrestling being fake, you know, is that we're telling a story physically, even though we know we're going to win the match. Wrestlers don't get that the point of interest in making money and bringing fans back is the story that you're supposed to be telling. Now, how many flippy moves you can do, and how many old school wrestlers you can imitate, and guys who probably wouldn't even care about you, you know, if you actually met them, who could care less about you, you know? But I've learned that it's about making money, and I've learned how to make money, how to draw money. And the way you draw money is by not necessarily controversy. Controversy is the way to do it, but being intriguing, being a complex, intriguing, interesting, good-looking, attractive, athletic person who actually can tell a story in the ring, who can tell a story in the ring without doing moves, without using certain parts of the ring. And I've gotten to the point where I can have a match and tell a story without even using ropes, not even picking the other person up off the mat, and still make them, and still put them in danger. I can, there's not a person on this planet, there's not a wrestler laced up a pair of boots on this planet that I can't make look like they're in serious danger because of my aggression and what I've learned on how to pace myself and how to move in a ring and certain things to do with certain body parts to attack and certain ways to think based on my pacing and how to attack my opponent as opposed to picking up, sending them off with a bunch of fake-looking, rehearsed-looking moves that don't suspend the reality of the fans. And what I've learned is you have to suspend their reality. They know what they're looking at is not UFC. But if you suspend their reality, that's the advantage we have over UFC because they know what they're expecting. You know, you watch Brock Lesnar get beat last night and you think, okay, well, somebody had to get beat. And you watch Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker at WrestleMania and you think, okay, somebody has to get beat, but The Undertaker doesn't lose at WrestleMania, but Brock Lesnar is back, and this is not really expected, and there's emotions invested in it, and interest invested in it, and it's a unique match because you can do anything you want with it, tell a story, whereas you'll see fights in MMA. I love it in there, I do it in there, but there's no stories that you tell because the fans are involved. And that's the difference between, you know, us and them, per se. You know, I love mixed martial arts to death, and I practice. That is the difference and the advantage that wrestling has. And that's what I've learned, is how to draw money by telling stories.